All right, good morning. We're going to go ahead and take roll. Fire away, Kristen.
Wait just a second, let me start the...
Big room, big crowd.
Chair Mercer.
Here.
Vice Chair Howard.
Here.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Here.
Senator Lynch.
Excused.
Representative Knave.
Here.
Senator Osmundson.
Excused.
Representative Patelis.
Excused. All right, good morning. I think the purpose this morning is to, and I confess I wasn't here at the end of the day yesterday. I know that I had indicated that I would give heads ups to a few people who had wanted to make public comment, and I thought we were going to be doing that today. So we'll take some public comment here, and then I think, depending on if you all want to have some initial conversations about any sort of observations on the DOJ budget, any sort of follow-up questions that we want to have, I think we could take that up now. And certainly if there are other things you want to talk about, we can talk about that now as well. So,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I was also asked to let you know, in case you didn't notice, that Stephanie and others from DOJ are out in the hall in case we want to talk to them today.
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good. All right. Thank you much. So I'm going to start a little bit out of order and ask if there is any public comment on any of the DOJ budgets from people that we have not heard. And I'm going to start with people that are in the building. Any public comment on the DOJ budget for people in the building? Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Will you state and spell your name for the record, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Mark Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Just to give some historical perspective, I've actually represented the Association of Montana Troopers since 1999. So for 22 years, it's been my privilege and honor to represent the men and women in the Highway Patrol. The association also includes the retirees of the association, so we have both active and inactive members that belong to our association. As much as anything, as a part of the DOJ budget, and if the committee has any historical questions, I've been through it all. I guess I've been through 9 colonels and 5 different administrations. So I've seen it. I've been there. I'm a historical resource available to the committee as applied to the Highway Patrol budget and any other questions relative to public safety. The other thing that I'd make myself available to is the association was involved in the marijuana ballot measure as well. And so we would want to make sure that if committee has any questions, or the appropriations or finance and claims committees have any questions relative to the impacts to highway safety, we'd be a resource available directly on that point. If recreational marijuana is going to move forward in Montana, we want to make sure that our men and women in the Highway Patrol have the tools available for them to do their jobs in a highway safety standpoint. And in conclusion, we just want to make sure we go on record supporting the executive's budget relative to DOJ and General Knudsen's team relative to the Highway Patrol. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Are there any questions before he leaves for Mr. Taylor? All right, very good. Thank you. Is there further public comment from people that are in the building or available online? Further public comment? And I am not seeing any online. All right, so I think I wanted to, having missed the presentation yesterday after I went to present my bill, I guess I sort of want to pick up there, having not been aware of really what came up. Are there questions that the committee has in terms of data requests or any sort of further follow-up that we have for DOJ at this point?
Uh,
Mr. Chair, I think the only data request that we had was what are the metrics the Motor Vehicle Division is using as they are working on their customer service. So is it wait times? Like what are the specific measurable metrics they're using? So, yeah.
And so that request was made formally during the meeting? Is that okay? All right. Very good. Ms. Cody, if you are outside, I do have one question that I wanted to ask, if you don't mind. I really didn't think I was going to have any questions, but I forgot that I wanted to ask about Real ID.
Oh.
I've lost track now of if there is a new deadline by which people are going to have real IDs if they want to travel through on airlines and the like, and what the plan is to meet that deadline.
Mr. Chairman, Stephanie Cote, COTE, for the record, the deadline is October of 2021, so this year, and I think it is the end of the month. But MVD testified yesterday that they believe that they're prepared for the influx that tends to happen. There have been at least a couple of other years where there was a deadline that the feds eventually pushed back, and each year there was an influx of people coming in right before that deadline to get the real ID. And so far they've been able to handle that and expect to be able to do that going forward. We have no idea what they're going to do in D.C. with that. But
yeah, I don't think the slides, if they say it, hasn't jumped out at me. Do you know how many have been issued in the state of Montana so far?
I do not, but I'm sure we can get you that information.
Okay, thank you. I think it would be useful to know how many have been issued, and I guess this next question is there a forecast that the department has in terms of how many people would actually... What's the likely forecast on how many people would want to have a real ID? Do we have metrics from, say, other states that have actually are ahead of us in implementation?
I do not know the answer to that question. But again, we can find that out for you. My guess is that we don't know because it's hard to predict what the public is going to do. But I can ask to see if they've gathered that information from other states.
Yeah, that would be... I think it would be an interesting thing for you to know and for us to know just to sort of anticipate what, if that deadline is actually hard and fast, what that's going to mean.
Sure.
Sooner or later, I think they're going to stop extending.
I think so, too.
All right. I see that Senator Howard has his hand raised. Senator Howard?
Yes. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, loud and clear.
What I would like to see happen is there's two different prices for real ID and for a regular license. And in Stillwater County, I'm told that the cost of that is very little difference. What I would like to see is an amount that maybe splits the difference in some ways, but really brings in the same amount of money that we could reduce the cost of the real ID from 50, maybe down to 30 or something like that. And I would like to get their reaction to that type of a process.
Can I follow up and just make sure I understand the question? So are you saying that driver's licenses and real IDs both cost 50 now, and you're wondering if there'd be a way to reduce the price for real ID?
No, what I understand right now is that a regular license is like 25 and a real ID is 50. Really, there's not a lot of difference between those two, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of reason for a real ID to be 50. Plus, in my particular two districts, there's a lot of seniors that, you know, $50 is a lot of money. I was looking at how can we reduce the cost, and maybe actually what we would do by making it one cost, we would enable people to get more real IDs without there being a differential in cost.
All right. Thank you, Senator Howard. Ms. Cody.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Howard, I am not entirely sure if that is set by code or set by rule, and so we can find that out. We're certainly not opposed to having those kinds of discussions.
My understanding is, Chairman, is that it is set by code, and but we, before we change that, and we can do it in this process, we'd like your input.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Howard, I think that we need to refer this question to the MBD administrator, who's not in the building today. She was here yesterday, and I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
Chairman, there's no problem. Within a few days would be great.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Senator Howard. Other questions from the committee, whether they're for Ms. Cody or any of the other folks that are available? All right. At this point, thank you, Ms. Cody. I don't think we're going to have any further questions for the department, at least now. There may be some written questions that we follow up with, but thanks very much. All right, what's the pleasure of the committee? Does the committee want to have an initial discussion on the DOJ stuff or anything else, or you want to wait until...
I have to process it all.
You're processing? Okay, further question. People want to meet tomorrow or wait until Monday?
Let's wait until Monday.
Okay. Monday at 9 o'clock?
O'clock's great, Monday.
All right, so we will be in recess until, or we'll adjourn until 9 on Monday morning.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, Christine. Ms. Hultin.
Yes, I just was curious what we would be doing Monday.
That's a good question. I'm going to have to talk to Ms. Lewandowski. I imagine we'll probably style next week as work sessions just across the board, be my guess. Okay. I don't think we'll be taking any executive action early in the week. We probably will need to take some executive action either at the end of next week or at the beginning of the week before, but we'll look at the calendar and we'll get that updated. All right. Any other questions? Representative Nave.
I have a question, Mr. Chair. There's been discussion from our DOJ folks about an additional, I think it's a medical examiner. And it seems to me there's a Senate bill that is going through to provide an additional medical examiner. How does that bill relate to what we are doing in the budget?
That's a great question. And I'm going to refer that to Ms. Lewandowski so she can talk about, to the extent you know about that bill. And while you're answering the question, can you also comment on the size of that financial request? Because I think it was like $250,000 in each year of the biennium, which seemed pretty large. I didn't understand why the cost would be so substantial.
Chair Mercer, members of the committee, I have not looked into that bill, but I can look into that in more detail and provide more information to you on Monday if that would work. And you are correct, Chair Mercer, the biennial request for the medical examiner is approximately, I believe, $506,000 over the biennium for that one FTE. And I can look into that more and break that down for you in more detail if you'd like.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Ms. Hultin, do you know anything about that pending bill and any fiscal note that's been done on the bill and how it might compare to the $506,000?
Mr. Chair, I am unaware of that bill, too. So Senate bill, we'll take a look at it. I don't know if that was something that they didn't realize we were already adding a medical examiner or forensic. I'm not sure.
I think Senator Lynch may want to weigh in here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess maybe to take it out of the medical examiner and more of a, just an overall, the way cat and dog bills work, and I would defer to Marcy or Christine to correct me when I'm wrong, but if they pass transmittal, then there's kind of a truing up of bills that need to be included in the budget. So there'd be coordination language put on bills later on. So essentially what happens is between the two chambers, they have a list of all those, whether it's the medical examiner or something else. And then I believe Ms. Johnson kind of manages that list. But as things are starting to move, then that is recognized and will be included in the budget to make sure that it's only in there once and not double counted. But it's actually included. Okay. Does that make sense?
So maybe can we?
Maybe Marcy or Christine can.
This is a process question, and we can deal with it offline.
And I think so, Marcy. I think it would be useful if you could add to what Senator Lynch said, which is, you know, if this is already in the governor's package, why do we need a separate authorization bill? And I think the answer probably is that if we just put it in the budget, then maybe there's no assurance that maybe we need the authorization language to assume that this is going to be an additional position that will be codified as and recognized somewhere as opposed to just being part of the budget. But can you comment on that?
Chairman, sir, members of the committee, I'm not sure if that is something. I guess I'd have to look at the bill itself in more detail, and then also just confirm that. I guess before I comment on that, because I'm not sure if that's something that would need to be done if it was passed in committee. If there would need to be a bill associated with it, so I do just want to confirm that and look at the bill before I kind of give the committee more information on that, which I can do. In more detail on Monday, if that would work.
That's good. And I think Mr. Self, the chief of staff for the department, just came in, and I think he may have something he wants to add to our discussion.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Will Self, S-E-L-P-H. I missed the first part of the question. The Senate bill is administrative cleanup. The fourth medical examiner position already exists.
So what does the bill do, just so?
The fourth medical examiner clarifies in the past, Mr. Chairman, Montana had a unique system where we actually had a private medical examiner that most of the counties in eastern Montana contracted for, and western Montana had the medical examiner with the state crime lab in Missoula, and so now we've moved to a system where it's all under the crime lab, under the DOJ, as opposed to a private. So now this just puts uniform language to allow that.
Okay, so this really doesn't have any connection to the governor's budget request. This is,
Mr. Chairman, I can clarify that and get information back to you, but I believe it does not.
Okay, all right.
Question.
Oh, Ms. Hultin.
Yes, I was wondering if Mr. Zepp could tell us what Senate bill that is.
Mr. Chairman, I do not have that number off the top of my head. I apologize.
Could you shoot that to Marcy?
Yes, we will get that information to Marcy.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Self. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Well, I think we can chew on things and be ready to start talking about individual budgets next week. Have a good weekend. Stay warm. We're adjourned.